Be the wave this summer. Summer is here and you have earned a break. We can all agree that teachers and school administrators have been working 24/7 this year and are exhausted from planning, online teaching, modifying lessons, writing, meeting virtually, and teaching in socially distanced classrooms. Enough is enough. So now what? How can you shift from running at 1,000 miles an hour from morning until night to a peaceful pace of moving through your day? Use the phrase, be the wave, to guide you. Practice one of these strategies to create that physical shift from the fast-paced moving during your workday to a slower rhythm that soothes your body and mind. Here are three strategies. Go to the beach. Plan a visit to a beach. Just zone out on the vibration of the wave energy and let the sound balance your emotions. If a trip to a beach is not possible, search for the sounds of waves and put your headphones on. Use this time to find that inner peace you have been looking for all year. Focus on fun. How many times during the school year have you said, I don't have any free time? Schedule a play date with yourself. Play integrates positive energy into your body and shifts your perspective. Choose some play that gets you moving and is fun. If you can't think of anything fun to do, think about what you loved doing as a child and do that. Listen more, talk less. Teachers and administrators are talkers. We love to talk, direct, and help others. Talking takes energy. And now that students are not in front of you every minute, you actually don't need to talk as much. Plan a silent time where you intentionally listen to nature sounds around you. You may even notice your inner voice emerge to share some creative thoughts with you. To shift that 24/7 cycle of work, 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 use the flow of the wave to help you find your peaceful groove. Be the wave this summer and experience the fun in your life. I'm Carol Pelletier Radford, and I am the author of Teaching with Light. This is a lesson from Lesson 7 in titled Be the Wave, and there are 10 lessons in the book that can support you and help you maintain your balance as a teacher. Thank you for listening.